Apple's EU compliance theater, encrypted descent, and the Q2 assumption worth questioning. Apple's latest EU App Store announcement generated 212 points and a notably high 302 comments, more comment volume than score, a reliable indicator of strong opinion. Since the Digital Markets Act compelled Apple to allow third-party app stores and sideloading on iOS within the EU, the European Commission has repeatedly characterized Apple's compliance as technically meeting the letter of the regulation while undermining its spirit. The new announcement includes additional API access and interoperability requirements, but HN commenters were deeply skeptical. The core technology fee Apple proposed earlier, charging developers a small per-install amount above a threshold, was cited repeatedly as a template for technically compliant but practically limiting solutions. Whether the Commission accepts the new announcements or escalates enforcement matters, the DMA carries fines of up to 10% of global annual turnover for non-compliance. A post titled "And Then the Men with Guns Tell You to Do It Anyway" reached 332 points and 224 comments, exploring the tension between technical systems capable of resisting legal compulsion, end-to-end encryption, decentralized protocols, and the state's ultimate coercive power. The libertarian and cypherpunk contingent of HN argued that sufficiently decentralized systems genuinely escape state coercion as a technical matter, not merely a philosophical one. Pragmatic commenters countered that most users and companies are unwilling to operate on genuinely ungovernable infrastructure, making the practical equilibrium more relevant than the theoretical. The essay would have fit naturally in 2013, but arrives in 2026 as multiple governments pursue legal mechanisms to compel platform decryption or key escrow. Limit. Nicolas Cherrier's personal essay Being Ambitious and Being a Dad reached 558 points and 371 comments, the day's second highest comment volume. Cherrier's honest account of navigating professional ambition alongside present fatherhood avoided both martyrdom and false resolution, and the HN thread became one of those rare discussions where people shared genuinely personal experience without devolving into competitive advice giving. The IKEA naming taxonomy story, 364 points, 254 comments, was pure HN catnip. IKEA names beds after Norwegian places, sofas after Swedish towns, bathroom products after Scandinavian lakes and rivers, outdoor furniture after Swedish islands, and the taxonomy is maintained with reported rigor. The thread became an exercise in edge case testing, with readers debating whether exceptions invalidate the system or are themselves taxonomically coherent. The day's most candid analytical moment came in a stress test of a consensus position the show has been advancing, that specialized AI inference hardware, Cerebras, Grok, Samba Nova, represents a durable competitive moat against NVIDIA's GPU dominance. The counterargument deserving serious weight is that NVIDIA's moat is not the hardware but CUDA, a 20-year-old ecosystem with thousands of fluent engineers and optimized libraries that new model architectures receive within weeks. Specialized hardware vendors maintain their own compiler stacks with significantly smaller teams. A concrete falsifiability test. If in 18 months the major hyperscalers Microsoft, Google, Amazon Web Services are not publicly announcing significant Cerebras deployments for production inference workloads, that would be a meaningful signal that CUDA lock-in is stronger than hardware differentiation. Google's TPU path developed within its own software stack is a separate case entirely. Third-party specialized inference hardware to win needs hyperscaler validation at scale, not benchmark sheets.